Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, here we go. The last Shir Zion in volume number 19, as we continue regarding laws of Shabbos and the related issues, halacha lamaisa, many things that come up in the home, whether it's the kitchen, which we did many halachas, whether it's outside, whether it's the ground outside, hachana we spoke about last time. And this Shir is about halachas relating to the outdoors on Shabbos. We'll talk about trees and the grass and plants, and not all of these halachas are known, but they are all mefurish. They're mefurish in the poskim, as we will see. The halacha will start with page 299. Again, we're in the Lax family edition volumes, and we're in the Aaron family volume 19. Again, the halachas of the outdoors. Here we go. So we know there is a halacha called zoreya, halacha of planting, putting seeds in the ground, or helping any type of growth in planting. So the first topic we're going to talk about is watering plants. Watering a plant on Shabbos. My plant is dry. I want to water it. Watering on Shabbos is an issur daraisa. Which issur daraisa is that? That is a machlokas in machlokas amaram in the first daf of Moed Katan. You have it in source number one. Because after all, we know zoreya is any type of helping growth. But choresh is any type of getting the ground ready for event that's plowing for eventual seeding and even softening the earth. So watering the ground could also be a form of choresh. So which is it? Is watering the ground choresh? Is it watering the ground zoreya? So again, in the days of earlier when there was hasra, say that nafkamina is what do you master? According to some rishonim, you have to say the exact malacha. But either way, the Gemara Moed Katan says, source number one, Itmar Hamanachesh v'mashka mayim lezroim b'Shabbos. If somebody waters plants on Shabbos, mishamayim masrina be, what's the hasra? Which malacha is being violated? Rabba Amar misham choresh. Rabba says choresh. It is plowing. Not plowing, but you're doing improving the earth in order for eventual seeding, and that itself is the malacha. Rav Yosef Amar Misham Zoreya, and Rav Yosef knows Zoreya, and they each say their own shita. They each explain. Amar Rabba Kavasi Didi Mistavra. Rabba said, "No, like me is makes the most sense. Why? Ma Darko Shel Choresh LeRefuye Ara. Just like what's regular plowing to soften the earth, even though usually that's done with some sharp instrument, but Hainami watering the ground RefuYe Ara that makes the ground soft." Amar Rav Yosef, Kavasi Didi Mistavra. Rav Yosef says, "No, I think I'm right. Ma Darko Shel Zoreya LeTzmuche Peira. Zoreya is about fostering and facilitating growth. Hachanami Matzameach Peira." So the Gemara says, "Well, each of these makes sense. So which is it?" So the Gemara says, "Really, maybe it should be both. It should be both." Turning over the page, page 300. And if you want to say you can't be chayav both, you can be chayav both. There are some activities, like the Gemara says, that you can be chayav two malachas. Right? Zomer v'tzarach le'etzim. I prune, but I need the wood. So that's two malachas because I want the wood. That's kotzer, and I'm pruning, and that's zoreya. So the Gemara leaves it as a question. Right? Not 100% clear. What is the maskan of the Gemara in terms of what one violates? The Ramba paskin zoreya. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Beraches, in the beginning of the parak, where he talk goes in order. The Rambam says, "Hazoreya kol shu chayiv, mashket smachim ve'ilanus b'Shabbos, harei ze toldo zoreya." Right, the amalach of zoreya is putting a seed in the ground, and the tolda is watering. That is the Rambam, and the Arzurua says, based on this, Rav Yisrael of Vienna, one of the great Rishonim, that since the halacha is we pass like the Rambam, that zoreya so comes out of kula. So if I put water on earth in a place where nothing grows, I don't know, maybe it's underneath a deck where it's totally dark, it's just mud, nothing grows, so there's no choresh, there's only zoreya, nothing grows there. And therefore, in the desert. So that's not gonna be a problem because it's only misham zoreya and there's no zoreya, and that's the kula of the arzarua. The kula of the arzarua. So he quotes again. This machlokas near beinai ani machaber da halacha Rav Yosef. I think the halacha is like Rav Yosef, De hamashka lo havia le mishum zoreya, zoreya, and that's what the Rambam says. And then he says towards the end, hilka chasha shipirasha shalacha grev Yosef, mutter lishpoch mayam agabi karka shena zarua. You're allowed to pour water. Let's say you have to do netilas yadayim, and you have to pour the water somewhere. So you could do it just in a muddy area where nothing is going to grow. It's underneath the deck. Just again, as an example. Vafila b'darka shadarka licharesh, even though softening the earth, it's softening the earth, but still, there's no harisha. So that is the arzarua based on the Rambam, that is only mishum zoreya. But other rishonim, like the Sefi Urayim, says, no. The Gemara said, shouldn't he be chayev both? And the Gemara said, kasha. The Gemara left it as a kasha, so maybe he should be chayev both. Right, choresh and zoreya, and therefore if it's choresh, you can't do anything to soften the earth, even in a place where zoreya is not going to be lamaisa. Lamaisa, l'chara we should be machmer. The Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah here says, since many rishonim, including the Gra, paskin like the Sefer Yirei, and that it could be both, one should not rely on the kula of the Arzarua. So let's say if you have to pour water, as we'll get to, do not do it even on dirt and mud. Better to do it, we've spoken about this earlier, you do it on cement. And even if it's going to flow to the ground afterwards, that's not a problem, as long as your kavana is not to pour it on the ground. Right? We noted that's called psikresha al yidei grama. Psikresha al yidei grama is mutter. So if it's my kavana is just to wash my hands, let's say, on the cement, and then it's going to go to the earth, that is allowed. That's what the Shaar HaTzion says in Source 5. Ayin or zarua, he quotes the kula, shadaito ka rambam, de'eno chay mirach mishum zorei avakasav, sham dilafize, because if it's only mishum zorea, bekarka she'ena zarua, afsho medes lacharisha mutter lahata b'mayim, you could do that. But then he says, lafize, others are machmir, and therefore yesli zoher, gam bekarka she'ena zarua, imrako medes lacharisha. So we don't rely on that kula of the Arzarua. Based on all this background, though, if, let's say, there's grass there, and there are trees, and this earth that's a makom where things grow, one has to be very careful. The Sefer HaTshuma already says, hundreds of years ago, one of the Rishonim, that sometimes people want to have a picnic. You want to go to the park on Shabbos, you want to have a picnic, sometimes Shalashudas, they like to eat in the park. So the Sefer HaTshuma says, be very careful. Maybe it's not a good idea, because not only a seed's going to go on the ground, but what about you're washing, you're going to wash your hands. So it's very possible. But drinking, if you're drinking, very possible somebody's going to spill. Somebody spill, and that's a big problem. Because this is Lakuleyama, in a place where things grow. Says the Sefer HaTshuma, Source number 6. Omer ani davar haragilus. Something that comes up all the time. Kiba koshi yesh lechol b'shabbos. Very difficult to eat in a place, b'makam sheish asavim b'chubarim, in a place where there's grass, kamo pardes, an orchard. Sherekilun lecho bimosachamo. People in the summer like to go out. Vatam, you shouldn't eat out there. Why? Lefishi yefsher shloiviu shamayim lerchos yadayim. It's for sure you're gonna have some water out there to wash your hands. O lishtos or to drink. O lerchos kelim or to wash kelim. Bishofchemayim al gabi asavim. And it's gonna be poor water. B'meizah b'shas b'chiz says yadav. You're gonna wash your hands even for netilas yadayim. But even psikreishes aser. Psikreishes aser daraisa. So you can wash your hands. It's going to go right on the grass. That's a problem, right? That is water in the grass, and that is zorea. The bishash shofech mayim al asavim efsher shlo yisbechu yoser ki malach lachan va'over mishamashke mayim lizran. And the Rama quotes this advice of the Sefer HaTshuma. Picnics are not a good idea if there's going to be any liquid. Ha'ochlim says the Shulchan Aruch shin lamid vav sif gimel. Ha'ochlim beginos asurim litol yedeim al asavim shemashke mosam. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you are eating in the parks, in the gardens, then don't wash your hands. Don't do netilas yadayim. Afo bishinim uchavanim. Even though you don't have kavana to water the grass, you don't have kavana to wash your hands, psikresha, and it's going to be a problem. And then the Ramah says, lochein, tov lahachmir, better not to put yourself into a position. Shlolecho beginos, im yishtam yishem amayim, if you can have water there, to bekoshi yish lizar shaliplu shamayim. It's very difficult not to have water there. Good. So that is the advice of the Sefer HaTshuma. But then the Sefer HaTshuma says, maybe not by all liquids. And this gets to be a major machlokas, right? Maybe it only applies to liquids that cause growth, water, and other liquids that help the vegetation grow. But if you have certain type of corrosive liquids, acidic liquids, such as meraglayim, urine, or wine, he assumes those are just masik, and therefore there's no problem. And this, again, this is probably much more common, again, in the days of old. If you think 700 years ago, there weren't bathrooms like we have bathrooms. So often you just find a private place out in the field to relieve oneself. So urination you got to find a place where there's no grass, or do you? So the Sefer HaTshuma says it's mutter. because urine is not good for growth. Shari lahashtin maim ala zroim ala savim, lafisha me raglaim azin. They're acidic. Visurfim esvasavim. They burn the grit. They don't cause it to grow. Shari mavir mosam ala ketem imkein chazakim azim. After all, you use it to clean as a stain remover. I guess they use that then. Vechein yayin nami, and also wine. Mutter lishpoch ala sam mepardit. The Sefer Truma assumes that wine and meiraglayim, urine, are both mazik the grass, and therefore it's not a problem. Just parenthetically, if you remember these machlokas, Rambam Ramban, about why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language. So the Rambam says, the Rambam, not the Ramban, the Rambam, the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the beginning of Kisisa when he talks about Shekel HaKodesh. So he talks about Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam says, because there is no what we would call dirty bad words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, there's not even words for, let's say, a husband and wife being together. Bia. Bia just means going in, entrance. There's no word for urine. Mei raglayim. I just said water of the legs. Because it's a euphemism, right? Even just, everything is just, that's the Lashon HaKodesh, right? There's no words like that. The Ramban is a different shot why it's called Lashon HaKodesh, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh, and Hashem, even if your native tongue is something else, Hashem spoke to you in Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, but either way, Mei raglayim. So the Sefer HaTruma says, no problem, Mei raglayim on grass. The Ura'im is Machmir. He assumes that Mei raglayim can be helpful, but the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Sefer HaTruma Lekula. Avo mutter lahatel ben Mei raglayim o shar mashkim she'eina matzmichim. Shulchan Aruch says Lekula, like the Sefer HaTruma, but Achronim aren't so convinced. The Magen Avraham says, better not to pour any liquids. Right? We don't know what's helpful, what's not. V'roi li zaraf b'mashkin, says the Magen Avraham. And Mr. Brewer quotes, even though there was no reason to be machmir by wine, wine doesn't cause any growth, but honey causes growth. But the question is, but even if remember we said before, even if it doesn't cause growth of the grass, aren't we also machmir for choresh? So it's still a liquid, and the liquids makes the ground softer, right? So shouldn't that be a problem itself? That's the Bir Halachas Kasha. Berlacha says here in Shin Lamed Vav, says right, the it's still issue of Choresh. So the Berlacha says, how could these Rishonim be Makel? Are they assuming like the Rambam before that it's only Zoreh not Choresh? Or says the Berlacha something fascinating. So first he has the Kasha. Lefi Mashakatsav Asmag Vuhuva Bagos Mamanios Vetiko Magen Avram De Mashke Mayim Chayim Mishum Choresh Gamkein. As we started off earlier, maybe it's Choresh also. So my Kasa De Yain Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Vua De Bashar Mashkim Shina Matzmichim Nehi Deina Mol Azraim Al Kalpanim Merapa Karka. Doesn't help this rhyme, but it's still softening the earth. And we said before Mashke Mayim Lizraim were Machmer, like both Rabba and Rav Yosef, like both Shitas, that it is both Zoreh and Choresh. So how could these summary shown him say, oh, it's okay that Mei Raglayim and Yayin. So he says, maybe you look at the aggregate. Even if it softens, the damage that's going to happen outweighs. V'shema Yishlomar. D'lo amru bazer mishum Choresh rak hechi tuhu mo'al azram gamkein. If it's going to help the Zoram also, so then you put it together. But here where it's mazik, where it's helpful for the Zoram, so then softening the earth is gonna be part of Choresh. Aval hechi duma kalkel azraim efshar de'ein misapa bekarka. So maybe that's the aggregate is not going to be allowed. But he says at the end that there are those that say that Mei Raglayim is good. They use it for fertilizer. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the lo nago ha'olam lizar. Again, the minhag ha'olam is to be not bizar. Again, our minhag ha'olam has changed into using bathrooms, right? But in the days of even 100 years ago, I guess it wasn't as common. Rav Avadya also is makel about the Mei Raglayim on grass or seeds. And the Shmir Shabbos summarizes everything that we've said up until now. This first topic of ours of watering plants on Shabbos. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Oscar Lahashko, source number 14 on page 304. Oscar Lahashko is called Tzemach. When it's not allowed to water anything growing, right? Even in a flower pot, as Beshem will talk about a little later. You can't pour anything on something growing or on the ground to get it soft. What if somebody has their sukkah in their backyard and the floor is grass? You got to be very, very careful there. That's a big, unless you want to put a plastic down. Make sure there's no liquid that hits the grass. Lo yishtof sham kelim ki im betoch kara. Again, if something hits the table and then goes onto the grass, okay, it's not going to be a violation. But directly would be a violation. And then the Shmir Shabbos says, mutu lahatel mei raglayim al gabi asavim ha-mukhuran lakarka. But he's mekel, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch maker adin regarding urine. Aval osil his panos. Okay. Kiyar asher hamayim nishpachim letocho. Oh, what happens? What does he have a sink? But sometimes you have sinks that go to nowhere, like the pipe behind the sink or a water fountain. Assuming the water fountains are okay on Shabbos, sometimes the pipe behind them goes to nowhere. So you're allowed to use those. See if it's going to go onto cement and then go onto the grass. That's okay. Right, that's what the Shulchan, the Shmir Shabbos says here. Kiyar asher hamayim nishpachim letocho zormim derech tzinar umagiyim lakarka zerua. If it goes onto direct karka zerua with grass and things growing, that's still okay. Mutli toltoch hamayim b'Shabbos. Why? Because it's grama. It's psik reisha. I did grama. It's going to go. If it goes spills right out, then that is a problem. But if it goes derech tzinar, there's a pipe and then it goes out. So that's grama. You don't worry about that grama because it's psikresha. You don't have kavana to water, so it's only psikresha and it's aide grama, which would be mutter. But if it goes directly on yeshirus lo derech sinar, that would be a problem. Okay, that is part one: watering grass or dirt on Shabbos. Next, what about the opposite? Not watering grass, but ripping grass out. So we know ripping grass out of the ground would be the malacha of kotzer. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Paraches, page 307, Hakotzer kegrogor is chayiv. The Tolesh told us to kotzer. Right, Tolesh is a tolda of kotzer, so harvesting crops. So usually we're not harvesting and we're not farmers, but what might come up? Gemara Eirvin says, what about walking on Shabbos? Walking across a field, sometimes we look down at our shoes and we see grass on the shoes, which means that grass got pulled out by my feet on Shabbos. So am I allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos? Should you have to use the sidewalk? Says the Gemara Eirvin. Daf Kuf. Amar Baraba Amar Ravasi. Osur lo adam she'alach agav yasavim b'Shabbos. Wow. Ravasi says you can't walk on the grass on Shabbos. Bishum shenamru va'atzbar aglaim chote. But then the Gemara says, but what's that? We have a stira. Tani chadam mutar le'alach agav yasavim b'Shabbos. V'tani yidach asur. We have two prizes. One says mutar, one says asur. So the Gemara has a couple of answers. Either lachem yaveshim is a grass that's very easily pulled out or not. Maybe there's a difference between the summer and the winter. Maybe the difference between if you're wearing shoes or not. If you're not wearing shoes, then it's for sure going to come out through your toes. So the Gemara has different chilukim. But either way, after all these chilukim, the Gemara's maskana is the end of source number 16. V'ha'idin at the kaimelon kerbi shimin kuhu shari. But we pass like kerbi shimin. Dover she'eno miskavein mutter. Meaning, if you do an act that might or might not cause a malacha, that's mutter. So walking across the grass is not going to be sure. It's not psikresha here. We're talking about a possibility. So Reb Shimon is going to say mutter in all these cases, and that's why lamaisa, one is allowed to walk across the grass on Shabbos, not like that first line in Erevin. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Shilam Advav, Siv Gimel, mutter leilach agavi asavim, bein lachem, bein yaveshim, kivan she'enu miskavim litlosh. That's not your kavana, and it is not vadai is going to happen, and therefore it is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says, if there's an activity that's vadai, let's say it's tall grass and you're running and you have spikes on. So besides the chorish issue of the holes, I don't know, you have some type of, you're running through that. So then maybe it's more of an issue. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein bir alacha, techid yasavim him gedolim. If the grass is tall, yizor shal yaretz alein. Don't run through them because that's psik resha. It's for sure going to come out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we want to be careful about that. The Aruch HaShulchan argues on that chumrah. This is the Chazal knew tall grass and short grass, and the Chazal, there are no limits given. The Shulchan Aruch says, mutter. Mutter to go on grass on Shabbos. So even if it's tall grass, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no chilek. The Ein chilek, says the Aruch HaShulchan after quoting the Heter. The Ein chilek, bein kshasavim aruchim o kitzarim. Doesn't matter if the grass is tall or short. O bein holech, bein min al holech yachav, shoes or barefoot. O bein holech kedark, holech bein rutsa. He says, v'ra'isi misha machmer. I saw someone who's machmir. V'ein lono lechadish yisur midatenu. We're not allowed to expand yisurim. And therefore, Chazal said it's not a psik resha, so it's not a psik resha. So machlok is Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch on the Shmir Shabbos is, thinks that Mishnah Berurah makes sense, and therefore one should be machmir. But again, one has to use their head. If it's vaday going to come out based on the situation, then it's more of a psik resha than it is a dover she'eno miskavi. Relating to this is, so what about real? So that's grass. So what about real kotzer. That doesn't really come up. Who's cutting fruit down on Shabbos? Who's cutting flowers? But that is based on the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says, are you allowed to smell sweet, nice-smelling flowers on Shabbos that are growing from the ground? The answer is yes. But you're not allowed to smell nice-smelling fruit. Why? Because the flower, as is exactly its usage. Right, a flower is there for the smell and for the beauty, and I don't have to cut it. There's no chash that I'm going to cut it. But a fruit, the ikar usage of the fruit is to eat it. And therefore, the Shugmara says, in Sukkah Lamed Zayin, you have it on page 310. Amar Rabba, hadas bimuchubar mutal arichbo. If you have a flower that's attached, you're allowed to smell it. Esrog bimuchubar mutal arichbo, but not an esrog. My taima, what's the difference? Why are you allowed to smell, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, why do you allowed to smell a flower that's growing, but you're not allowed to smell fruit? Because there's no chash that you're going to cut the flower. Hadas to lahariyakoi, a hadas which is there for its smell, that's the ikar purpose. Isharis le lo asi lemigzei. If you allow it, so then he's not going to come cut it. He's not going to come to cut it if it's if you allow him to do that. Esrog de lachilokoi, but an esrog which is for eating, isharis le asi lemigzei. Right, if you allow him to smell it, then he might come to cut it because that's the ikar of the purpose. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this chiluk. Shulchan Aruch quotes this chiluk. Chadas b'mechut d'mutal arechbo, esrog v'tapuach, v'chaldar aroi lachila aser, Shema Yakutz. And the Mishnah Berurah even says this was something very, very common in his day, and he should appoint shomrim to make sure people don't do it. And we don't have such a common occurrence, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh limchos, biyad ha-toim, ha-holchim l'ginos b'shabas v'yantif, you should be mocha and protest those who walk around the parks. The coats from peiros ben amachuber, and they pick fruit. They pick fruit. This was a common thing in the days of the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ochlim, and they eat it. Umilvadis or tlisha aserim gamke in achar kach b'achila l'chol Shabbos. Not only is there an amaisa malacha, but there's a maisa Shabbos. You're not allowed to enjoy it even afterwards. V'roy limnos anashim l'hashkiach al zeh shish takah davar. You have to tell people, make announcements that it is aser. Wow. So again, this is the Shmir Chon Aruch, this is the Shmir Shabbos. Interesting, it's not brought here, but if you look in the Rashi there in Sukkah Lamed Zayin, Rashi says, "What's the chash? If you're able to smell the fruit, that you might come to do what?" So Rashi says, "Take a bite out of it." Ein lecha tlisha gedola mizu, because you're going to forget yourself. It's going to smell so good. You're going to right. So other Rishonim, some Achronim, Magen Avraham says, biting. Detaching a fruit by biting it, that's a shinui. That's not going to be malacha daraisa. That's mishuna. So it must be, no, you might come to cut the whole fruit. The Eglei Tal, the Sachet Shavar in Kotzer says, well, maybe it depends what your kavana is. If your kavana by biting it is because it's delicious and you can't wait and you do that to make it, to get it into your mouth quicker, so then that's not a shinui and then that's going to be a malacha daraisa. But if you're dafka biting it in order to do a shinui, so then that would be a shinui, and that would be also a drabanan. But that's a much-discussed Rashi there in Sukkah, Lamed Zayin. So this is watering fruit, watering trees and grass, and the smelling fruits and flowers and running around grass. What about trees? So this is a halacha that not everybody is aware of, the usage of trees on Shabbos. Chazal said we're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in Beitza, source number 25. Lo olin be'ilam. One is not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos because you might come to rip off a branch, right? You might want to pull yourself up. You might want to just, willingly or unwillingly. Gzeira shema yitlosh. And not only climbing a tree, but the halacha expands. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf says, any usage of trees. Chazal said not only cutting a tree, but any usage of trees was ne'esar, was forbidden. Tana Rabbanan. And as what's a tree? As long as it's three tvachim off the ground. Shor she'ilan she'gvom en arash losha tvachim. Even if you have a stump of a tree, if it's three tvachim high, that's nechshav tree. And therefore it's also to use it. We'll get to what the usages are. O she'ish chala tachtem shlosha tvachim. Avo bisha tzido echad shava la'aretz. If you have a trunk that the ground is not level, but one side is three tvachim high, even though the other side is equal, doesn't matter, that's usher. Lo yeshev alein, sitting on a tree stump, that's three tefachim high, that's using the tree. Leaning on a tree, that's his tamshus be'ilan, right? You're not allowed to do that. Leaning on a truck, if it's not moving, right, that's not a problem. Sometimes if you lean on a car, that will move the car a little bit, that's muksa. But leaning on a tree is an isser, derabanan. What happens if somebody is in the tree? What if somebody climbed the tree on Shabbos? So going down is using the tree. So they're not allowed to go down. But sitting in the tree is also using the tree. So it's a little tricky, right? Now that he's a tree, what if you went up before Shabbos? There's, the Gemara Ervin says you shouldn't go up on a Friday and stay there, because then how are you going to come down? Right? So this is the Gemara says, maybe there's a difference between Shogig and Mazid. Maybe there's a difference between going up before Shabbos, going up on Shabbos. Many chilukim given, and the Shulchan Aruch summarizes. The Shulchan Aruch summarizes some of the chilukim of the Gemara. Ein olam be'ilan, bein lach ben yavish, even a dried out tree, one is not allowed to climb up. Shilamed vav. I'm in source 29. Vein nitzlim bo, and you can't lean on it. Vein mishtam shim b'mechuber klal, you cannot use it. Cannot get any benefit. Gezeira shemayala v'yitzlosh. Because the original gzeiras, you might come and break off a branch, but then Chazal asked all his tamshus be'ilan. Allah be'ilan b'Shabbos. What if you went up on a tree on Shabbos? You didn't know it was Shabbos. You forgot. You were going to get something. B'shogig mutaleirit. If you went up on Shabbos, b'shogig, we don't make you stay there on the tree. The whole Shabbos, you could come down. B'mezit asr leirit. Wow. If you go up on the tree, b'mezit, you know it's asr, and you're going up anyway, you got to stay there. You got to stay there the rest of Shabbos. Unless, obviously, there's a danger. But what happens if you went up on Friday? If you went up on Friday, the first day of Shulchan Aruch, if you went up before Shabbos, you could for sure come down, even if you went up knowing you're going to be there on Shabbos. The Yesh Omrim, and then the second day is no, maybe not. If you were planning to come down before Shabbos, then fine, you could come down on Shabbos. But if you were planning to, you went up before Shabbos, and you knew it was also to be in the tree on Shabbos, and you had Kavanah, you're going to stay there anyway, then the same kanas applies. Same kanas applies, and you have to stay there. So that is in terms of a person. The Rama says, what about an object? What if there's my jacket's on the tree, or a safer's on the tree, or a ball gets stuck in the tree? That's also usur. Taking it something off of a tree branch, that's using a tree branch. Right? V'davka adam sha'ala sham, says the Rama. Aval, if a person goes up there, b'shogig, maybe we'll allow you to come down. Aval im hiyiniach sham chayfetz mibod yom. If I put something on the tree, also litzlam min hashem b'shabbos, I can't take it, because that's using the tree. It's holding it up for me, and I'm going to take it. That's what it's, that's the problem. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on that, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Vav, Aleph, and through Dalid, right, all the, it, again, Bein Lach, Bein Yavesh, you can't lean on it, you can't use it. What is using a tree? I can't put something, let's say I want to just like tie my shoe. What if I want to tie my shoe and I'm going to put my foot on the tree to, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. You can't use the tree. What, I'm going to put something, I know that, I'm not going to put my foot in it. So I'm just going to put down my safer on the tree to tie my shoe. Usur, because that's using the tree. Anything using the tree, putting something down, taking something off, that is all a problem. What happens if a child went up? So we're makel. The Chazon Ovadia assumes that there is no knas when it comes to a child, right? There's no chinuch in the knasos. Katan shigiel chinuch, source 32. The yodei shasul lalos lidom Shabbos. Even if he knows his asur and he went up b'mezid, aval pikein muter lo lomar lo shiachol aredes, he could come down. The lo shayach kat knas gabe katan she'eno chayiv. Rosh Lama Zalman also quoted here in the Shmir Shabbos that even regarding an adult, right, although, you know, it's a problem, but you know what we would allow? You know, like we said before, staying in the tree is also a problem. That's also using the tree. If you could jump down, we'll allow you, because jumping is not using the tree any more than you are right now. Right now, you're in the tree. So again, obviously, as long as it's not dangerous. Look at that, dangerous, says the Shmir Shabbos. Again, Shmadi B'Kon Rosh Lama Zalman, Oyerbach, 33. If you climb down, that's a problem. That's using. If it's a jump. If it's a jump, it is okay, because then sitting on it is using the tree, and jumping would be okay. Jumping would be okay, because there you are not using the tree. The Pnei Shabbos also discusses if there are other needs. If you think the guy's going to fall asleep in the tree, then obviously it's dangerous. If a guy feels that he needs to go to the bathroom, so all of that is allowed on Shabbos. So that's using the tree. But now, one step removed, not only did Chazal Aser Hishtamshus Be'ilan, but even what's called Stade Ilan. Stade Ilan is one step removed. What happens if I have a peg, a nail in the tree? That's called Stade Ilan. I'm not allowed to use that either. So therefore, I'm going to hang my jacket on a peg sticking out of the tree. That's also Drabanan. That's also Hishtamshus B'ilan. Skimar and Shabbos, Kufn and Hey. Studin is Usr. What's Mutter? Stade Ilan. is mutter. So what does that mean? Let's say I have a hammock between two trees. Say if I tie the hammock to one tree and the other tree, I'm not allowed to lie. That hammock is a shtamshus be'ilon, or stud the ilon, and that's aser. But what if there's pegs in each of the trees and the hammock is connected to the pegs? So then I'm not allowed to put the hammock up on Shabbos because that's using the pegs, which are studi ilan. But if the hammock is there from before Shabbos, the hammock is studi ilan, two steps removed. So therefore, it's mutter to lie down in that hammock on Shabbos. That's studi. If there's a jacket hanging on a tree branch, so that is usur to take off the tree branch or usur to put in. But if I want to take something out of the pocket of the jacket, there's a siddur, I want to put something in there. The jacket is studi. If it's on a peg, that's next to a tree, and therefore it would be mutter in that case. So again, this is serious business, but this is halacha mufureshes in Shulchan Aruch, that studi ilan versus studi ilan. Putting something up, many don't realize that just using a tree, putting a safer down on the tree, tying my shoe, leaning on the tree, that's aser d'rabbanan on Shabbos, included in the halacha of hishtamshus b'ilan. There's no way of touching a tree. That's not using it. The tree doesn't move, l'chara. The tree might be muksa, but there's no issur of touching. That's the Shulchan Aruch, 35. Also l'shtamish b'stadi ilan. Avot zidet stadin mutter. But again, two sets removed is mutter. L'fichach, aser l'smo chasulam l'tzadi ilan. You can't lean a ladder on a peg on Shabbos. The chisalak l'mishtamish b'stadin. Because when I lean the ladder, I'm using the peg. The peg is aser, that's stadi ilan. But if the peg is there before, the sulam is going to be put there before Shabbos. That's two steps removed, and you can go up with it on Shabbos. As the Ramah says, you could touch because you're allowed to touch any muksa. Muksa is only also to move. Touching muksa, anything, is not a problem as long as it's not going to move. As long as you don't move it. And the Archa Shabbos here in 36 has various halacha lamaisa examples of using the tree and isurim ideas. You can't put it on the tree. Olot losam to hang it. You can't take things off. Ayin gimel min ha'amr nilmad. Shem nafal beged o kadur b'Shabbos agabi ilan. What if something fell in there? You can't take it off. Let's say kids are having a catch and the ball went in the tree. So maker adin, seems like you got to leave it there if it went in. Some say if it went in by accident, we have that idea. So is that really, that you didn't want it to go in the tree. If it was an accident, it got in there. So then it could be that it's not the drabbanan. You even find this by daraisas also. If you have a knot that happened by accident, you can untie it. Right? Matyai, untying, even if it's a serious knot, but it happened by accident. That's not called a knot because you didn't want it to be there. And there are other examples as well. If things happen by accident, it could be that it is mutter. But generally, this is the halacha on purpose. One is not allowed to do this. Okay. Next topic regarding issues of garden and yard. Potted plants. Plants on Shabbos and flowers. So potted plants. So we know that there's this big sugyas in Shas. Atzitz nakuv. Atzitz she'eno nakuv. So an atzitz nakuv, meaning a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom of it, or even in the side of it, that is considered ground. That's called mechubar, right? That's the Mishnah in Shabbos in the 10th parak. Katolish miatzis nakuv chayiv. Mishnah on akapater. If it doesn't have a hole and it's closed in the bottom, then it's midrabanan connected to the ground, and therefore midrabanan. If you pick something from an atzitz she'eno nakuv, it's going to be an Isser Durabanan. Rav Shimon thinks that both are potter, but we hold like the Tanakama. We hold like the Tanakama that if I pick from an Atzitz Nakuv, a perforated flower pot, that is an Isser D'Araisa. Chayev, an Isser D'Araisa. The Rambam says, Atzitz Nakuv, Bichdei Shorish Katan, Hariyu Ka'eretz, Fatolish Bimenu, Chayev. Right, that's Usser D'Araisa. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Shilam Edvav. Usser Litzlosh, Afilam Yatzitz Shino Nakuv. Right, I want to plant, pick something on, I have a mango tree and a flower pot, I don't know. It's also daraisa if it's open at the bottom, even if it's not connected to the roots, but it's still open. Just the air, the nourishment is considered as if it is attached to the, at least as attached to the ground. And the Mishnah Berurah even says in source 40, Shalom Advav, even if the hole's on the side, I feel the way a neck of bidofan ha'atzitz, kivan shu keneged masha tamun minageza ba'afar, v'koshin amayi b'shulav neged hashorish. There are those certain materials the Bir Halacha discusses, right? This comes up in the Mishnayos and Chala and in Arla, that even if it's Eino Nakuv, but the roots could go through the surface. It's porous. Some say maybe wood. Some say maybe earthenware, dirt. Right? If it could go through, then maybe it's considered nakov, even if it's not considered a no nakov. The Archa Shabbos discusses different materials. 42 mateches metal. That's a break. Metal is not good. The roots aren't going through metal. Mateches mafsekas is ayinika lachin atzis shal mateches. Right? She'ein boneka b'didok eino nakov. If it's metal on the bottom, that's called not perforated. Plastic, not clear. Not clear. Pashas, we would put plastic with metal. Nothing's getting through. But it's a new material, so he's not sure how we would treat it. What about stone? What about stone? A marble floor or a stone floor? So lechora, if that's solid, nothing's going through. Nothing's going through. Right? Mafsikin is hayinika. I'm near it, but sometimes things can go in between, so it's a little difficult to be makel. Well, Maisa, so what does it have to do with us? What comes up? Let's say I have a potted plant and I want to move it on Shabbos. I want to move it. Let's say, again, in the days of, let's say it's outside. But the roots aren't attached. No, picking it up from the ground could be an Isur Daraisa. Putting it down on the ground. Even if I lift it up a little bit and put it right back. Even put it right back. Right, the Shabbos, Pei Aleph, Source 43. Munach al gabi karka. It's on the ground. I'm just going to put it up on a little tripod. If it's on pegs and I put it down on the ground, that's chayiv mishum noteya. Right? That's serious business. Flower pots. It's not connected. There's no roots. That's kotzer. That's kotzer and that's oreya. Rashi says tolesh. De'eno nehene shuv me'reach hakark. If I lift it up a little bit, it's not getting as much nutrients. The Rambam assumes that this is an Issa d'Araisa. That Rashi sounds like it's Durabanan, right? Dummy latolesh, but the Rambam says, no, it is tolesh. It is tolesh. It is kotzer in that regard, up and down. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lamaisa, atis nakov, that's d'Araisa. But even atis she'eno nakov, we said, is considered rabbinically connected to the ground, if it's not perforated. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Atzitz afilu eino nakuf, even if it's not perforated. Yesh li zar mi litzlo me al gabe karka. Be careful not to pick it up from the ground. Ulanich al gabe yesedos. And to put on yesedos. Right? He says, even eino nakuf, meaning, right, the Shulchan Aruch is not just written for Daraisis. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us even Durabanans. So even if it's Durabanan, you can't lift it up and pick it up, because that's Durabanan connected to the ground. The only thing that might be mutter is if it's not rooted. And the Aruch HaShabbos says, dragging it across the earth. It's on the ground, and I don't pick it up at all. I just drag it along the earth, the dirt on the bottom. That will be allowed because it's connected, and it's still getting the same nutrients. One spot, another spot, doesn't make a difference. So the Aruch HaShabbos says, you can't lift it up at all. 47, where it's bolded. Ein lahagbiya atzitz hamunach al haritzpa. Ulanich lagabe salachet plastic. I want to put it on a plate. Ogabi shulchan shaleis, that you can't do, right? Either direction. And what about us as the owner of a car? Also, like bio, feels man kotzer, even a short time, right? And if you picked it up, don't put it down. Sometimes, like that happens. Sometimes you'll go into a room and I'm saying, turn on a light. You forget it's Shabbos, or and then you automatically will like instinctually do it, put it back. No, it's better. No, you just gotta stop yourself. Right? And there, here too, if you picked it up, it's too late. Don't put it back. Only if it's dragged on the bottom. Mutter ligra us. It's not good. You could drag it. You didn't pick it up, so the nutrients didn't stop. Lamaisa, one shouldn't be moving around potted plants on Shabbos. Not a good idea. The Piskei Tshuvos, the Rubiat says, just leave it. Don't touch it. Good. But related to this, not a potted plant, but what about flowers? Flowers on Shabbos. So about flowers in a vase. I'll tell you halacha lamaisa. What happened? I remember years ago, probably 27 years ago. I remember we were having a non-frum family for Shabbos. They came over on Friday night, a family, and they brought flowers. They brought us flowers on Friday night. It was already Shabbos. Thank you so much. What do you do? What do you do in that situation? So let's see the background. So the Gemara says, it starts with not flowers, but something similar. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Dalet talks about soaking certain types of seeds or beans on Shabbos in water sometimes causes them to sprout, right? And that is a problem. If it's solid and it mixes with the water, maybe it gets into a little bit of lush. The Gemara says, which we discussed already, right? The discharge of the seeds causes the seeds to combine together. But the Rambam, when he quotes the Gemara, without getting into the Gemara, says, "Hashor rechitim v'saorin v'chayotzei b'en." If I soak wheat and barley seeds in water, how is it? Todo zoreya v'chay b'koshku. That's zoreya. That's seeds. Seeds causing them to sprout in water. Chayiv. Chayiv. Chayiv is daraisa, right? But a little difficult what exactly that the Rama means, because the Gemara seemed to say maybe it's a Darabanan. So the Rama himself in a Tshuva discusses. The Rama in a Tshuva, the next source, discusses that facilitating any sprouting is going to be Yasser, right? Even if it doesn't reach the full growth of the of what it could reach, but Zoreya is different. Detaching, right, is different, right? It's only it teeps out something in the ground totally. But here, even if you do a little bit of helping in the sprouting, it would be a problem. And the Rambam explains that in the Tshuva. Vazorei doesn't have to be total, right? And the Shulchan Aruch holds like this Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to soak seeds in water on Shabbos because that could cause them to sprout, cause them to sprout. But the Rama says, what about putting flowers and tree branches in water? So that's also asur if it sprouts. If it sprouts, if blossoms open. Some flowers don't have blossoms, but some have blossoms. Says the Shulchan Aruch in 52. Putting seeds or beans in water, that's chayav b'kol shehu. Rama, umutr lahamid anfi ilonas b'mayim b'shabbos. You could put flowers in water on Shabbos. Ubilvad shelo yubam prachim v'shoshanim. As long as there are no blossoms, sheim niftachim milachluchas b'mayim. As long as they don't have blossoms, right? So then, you know, it's okay because the blossoms are like the seeds which are sprouting. But if they don't have blossoms, then it's okay. And then the Rama adds, Ayin lekaman simin tof reish dun dalad. Luchin hilchas sukkah. About the simin, about putting the lulav, the dalaminim, back in water. Well, what is the Rama referring to? So, and the Mishnah Berurah says, the Rama seems to say it's mutter here as long as it doesn't have blossoms. No. He's limiting it to based on what he said there. Look at the lekaman. So over there is based on the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us, in the third parak, Mekabel Ezisha Miad Beno Miad Baila. Let's say men get home from shul, they give their hadasin, they give their rabbis, they give the lulav back to their wives at home. Umachzir Delamayim Shabbos. She could put them in water on Shabbos. Put them in water. Return them. Machziraso. Or Lachora, you had the hadasim and the rabbis beforehand, you started. And then again, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yantif for all these halachas. So you could return, I mean, we'll get to a little bit of a difference, but really Zoreya generally is not one of the malachas that are mutim Mishom al-Chol Nefesh, but you could put it back on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says three levels. And we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. B'Shabbos Machzir. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to return flowers or dalad minim to the water that we're in when Shabbos started. But Yantif Mosif and on Yantif, you could even add new water. You could even change. What's the issue here? Why would it be limited on Shabbos? You could only return it to water it had been in. Rabbi Hananel says, source 54, Nire kizoreya. Putting what you're not, but we said this beginning of this year, you can't water things on Shabbos. Putting flowers into water, it looks like Nire kemash kizoram Shabbos. So that's why on Shabbos, you can only return it to the water that it had been in if there are no blossoms. If there are blossoms, it's usur even just to put it in, even to return it. But if there are no blossoms, you can return it. Rashi says, maybe this is a little different. Alakir Zareya, it's tikkun mana because you're causing it not to get dried out. But this is all of these halachas are quoted in Taf Reish Nun Dalet. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in Hilchas Shabbos, when the Rama says, look what I wrote in Taf Reish Nun Dalet, he is noting that the permissibility that he says in Hilchas Shabbos is limited. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You see in 456, Ritzon Alomar, Desham Mivuar, because you look in Hilchas Sukkah, De'ena Mutter B'Shabbos, Kiyim Lahachzir B'Mayim, is only Mutter to put it back. Sha'amdu Mo Mikvar Be'erim Shabbos, only water that was there from before Shabbos. V'lo Lahosif, Ulefizeh, and that's why, Ha Dekasa Mikodem, that which it says in Hilchas Shabbos, that it's Mutter to put flowers in water on Shabbos, that only means to return them. You can't put him in new water. That's the Rama. V'yeshma achronim, the Mishnah Berurah says, but achronim, since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything, maybe he's meikel. Maybe l'chadchilu mutar l'amidam b'kad sheish bo mayim. Maybe l'chadchilu, if the water was there before Shabbos, you could put it in. So some say the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is more meikel than the Rama. The Aruch HaShabbos summarizes and says there are different types of prachim. But again, it seems like if there are flowers that were not there when Shabbos started, so is machlokes, Ravadi is mekel. if it doesn't have blossoms to put it in from so it doesn't get dried out, but it's not so clear that that's a heter. So in my case, years ago, what do you don't want to embarrass them. They brought flowers. So we put it in a vase, you know, on the next to the table. Fine, we put it in a vase and it was fine. We just didn't put water in the vase. So they didn't look closely. So they didn't see that there was no water there. So we took the flowers, put them in the vase. And I don't remember if after Shabbos we put water in or if they were still good. Either way, this is issues of the outdoors, Gina and Chatzer on Shabbos, using trees, watering the grass, walking on grass, using trees indirectly, potted plants, flowers. This is all Shir Zion, the last Shir in volume number 19. And until the next volume comes out, we might take a little break. But everybody should enjoy Hilchos Shabbos as we continue these Shir. Okay, we'll stop here.